What you are about to see has never been shown before on television. It is not just a criminal trial, which is only one part of our system of justice, but coverage of an entire criminal case. What you will view is a drama which in fact took place. Two men whose lives hung in the balance, one paralyzed, facing possible death, the other facing possible imprisonment. Two sets of lawyers in conflict, each intent on securing victory for its own side. We'll take you to the scene of the shooting, to the hospital bed where the victim lies helpless, to the county jail where the defendant and his lawyers plan defense strategy, and even to the conferences in the judges' chambers where critical decisions are made. And of course, we'll take you to the trial itself. What you will watch is an isolated case, but it is also a typical one, one which reflects some of the achievements and limitations of American justice today. You will see the length to which our adversary system goes to protect the rights of the accused. You'll see the emphasis on strategy and winning that adversary system has produced. And it may well be that you will ask, is justice done? Is the legal system we now have responsive to its basic task, to determine truth, to free the innocent, to convict the guilty? The program which follows is a journalistic summation of the actual case. Over 100 hours of tape have been reduced to two. For purposes of clarity, some events have not been edited sequentially. We've tried not to interfere with the integrity of the legal process. All of the principals were aware of the cameras and consented to being photographed. Defense attorneys Sarah Lytle and David Allen meet with a defendant at the King County Jail in Seattle.
We've gone over your case a little bit. We don't know that much about it yet. We have the police reports, and we've skimmed through them, so we know a little bit about the case. And we'll be going over that with you maybe a little bit today, maybe not. Sarah, do you want to get some background information today?
Okay. I'm really kind of in a bind in terms of time, so we're not going to be up here for a long time today. But one thing that's important is that in terms of the way we proceed with this case, okay, and this is one of the reasons we don't want to talk to you about what's on the police reports until we've gone over them really carefully. Anything that you tell us about the case and about what happened, we're basically bound by that.
The only thing that I really don't understand is, quite know everything that I told the police,
okay,
because I was pretty well, you know.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, anything like that is fine, because we understand that you know, from our experience and from just anything that we do from day to day, you don't always remember, and you try to reconstruct it, and it takes a while, and you remember one thing, and you think about it, and you remember other things, and we understand that.
Yeah, we're not talking about that kind of thing.
Okay.
But
okay.
I have a pretty clear
mind. I think I've got a good
mind.
What kind of shape is he in there?
Okay, he's got the bullet entry site was in the jaw, so he's got a busted jaw.
At Harborview Hospital, prosecutor Dennis Nolet's investigation focuses on Big Man's condition. Will he survive? And if he will his testimony help convict Jones?
No problem. Bullet lies in under the skin on the left side. It came in on the left side. It's now on the right side. It's still there.
Is there any possibility that he will die?
There is that possibility. With time, he's getting better. I would say the possibility right now is low.
It's a low possibility. Okay.
That he will die. That he will have significant impairment is rather high. Now, a problem.